Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze.
Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Clashes with police and multiple arrests last night as the curfew went into effect at Delaney Hall, the immigration detention center in Newark that's been the site of anti-ICE protests for about a week.
Announcements made by police in Spanish and in English last night.
It is 9 p.m. The curfew is now in effect. It is 9 p.m. The curfew is now in effect.
New Jersey State Attorney General Davenport saying when many demonstrators outside Delaney Hall did disperse, some decided to stay. And they had helmets, gas masks, and shields and ended up arrested. This woman had left about an hour before all of this broke out again.
You still have to treat people like humans, even if they are not originally from here. None of us are.
Demonstrator Ian Austin spoke with CBS2, claiming he was injured in the middle of the chaos Saturday night.
They shot some sort of canister through my pants that hit me in the privates, and then there's a huge bruise on my thigh. They shot me in the leg. They shot me again on the chest.
Now, as for this half-mile curfew, it'll be back in place again at 9 o'clock tonight. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Newark.
And today marks the one-year anniversary of the first ICE raids at immigration courts in New York City. It also marks the start of the Mega Master hearings, where judges see dozens, sometimes hundreds of immigration cases all at once. The Trump administration says they're meant to speed things up. But immigration attorneys and advocates like Murad Awade, the president of New York Immigration Coalition, argues that they blanket more cases together and just lead to more deportation orders.
It flies in the face of justice. And every single time this administration continues to undermine due process for one set of community members, they're undermining it for all.
Awade is joining Representative Dan Goldman this hour at Federal Plaza to denounce the Mega Master hearings. Tenants at an apartment building in Queens are rallying today. At 4125 K Street, residents say they've been dealing with hazardous conditions, including leaks, rodents, and hundreds of housing code violations. Amber Lee, who heads their tenant union, says the landlord, Margaret Brunn, and management have ignored all calls for repairs.
So we are filing a case with housing court to demand repairs and to request that the judge orders A&E to make the repairs.
Brunn was recently ranked by the city's public advocate as the number one worst landlord in New York. He's also rallying at Queens Civil Court this morning, demanding that she be held accountable. We've reached out to A&E management for comment. Well, you might notice a familiar voice while you're waiting for the train this week. Tracy Morgan is getting in on the NBA Finals hype with a special Knicks-themed MTA announcement.
What's up, New York City? It's Tracy Morgan. If you're going to the Garden to see the Knicks, take the train to the game. It's the easiest way to get there. Go, New York! Go, New York! Go!
And that's not all the news for Knicks fans. The NBA is also bringing back the Larry O'Brien Trophy logo at center court for the finals for the first time in 15 years. The finals start June 3rd in the Spurs home of San Antonio. Mayor Mamdani has just signed a new executive order on that.
Here is our mayor's order repealing kids' bedtimes for the Knicks finals run. Are we ready?
The Knicks will be back at the Garden for Game 3 on June 8th. On Long Island, a car flying off the Northern State Parkway ended up in a Dix Hills home this morning. Authorities say the car veered off a ramp at exit 42 North, crashed through road signs, and slammed into a house on DeForest Road North. The impact sparked a fire, and it brought responders from at least 15 departments to the scene. Minor injuries, thankfully, were only reported, but it's not yet clear how many people were hurt or whether anyone was taken to the hospital. Fire marshals are investigating, and state DOT crews are working to replace the signs that were damaged in the crash. One person is dead, another in critical condition after an apartment fire in Queens overnight. It was just after 2:30 a.m. that the fire broke out in an apartment on 40th Street in Sunnyside. Firefighters responding to the scene found two people on the second floor where the fire started. One was sadly pronounced dead. The other rushed to the hospital and was critical. One firefighter was also injured. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. City Council Speaker Julie Menin joining the FDNY and other community members today in support of adding back a fifth firefighter on over 80 fire engines. They argue that the extra crew member can and will help save more lives. Andrew Ansbrough is the president of the United Firefighters Association. He says the issue isn't just how fast crews arrive.
We may be able to get there in the same amount of time, or actually a few 10, 15 seconds slower now. But the fact that it's taking us longer to actually stretch the hose line is what's really causing the problems.
The proposal they're putting forward would cost about $92 million and require approval from Mayor Mamdani. Well, this morning, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg will be announcing that he'll be awarding $300,000 to 10 nonprofits in Harlem that help fight gun violence in the community. He says while enforcement is, of course, a big part of it, investing money into nonprofits that help fight violence yields great results.
In particular, during the hot summer months when crime historically has gone up, giving them positive outlets, whether it is, you know, making murals with anti-violence messages, recording rap lyrics with anti-gun violence messages.
Bragg says that groups in the past have used the money to engage with the community, get young people to turn away from gang and gun violence, and get them to be constructive with their time and efforts. Bragg credits the investments for helping to lower shootings in Manhattan by 60%.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.